We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Juan Pablo Montoya won the Indy 500 for a second time. What comes to mind when you hear the name Juan Pablo Montoya?
Hello. My name is Juan Pablo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears. Featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to sound off.
Well, that's what I think of. The Hawks and Cavaliers in the books. Overtime game, John. Cavaliers,
closer than many thought.
Cavaliers win it.
Cavs win 114-111. So the Cavs now lead 3 games to 0. LeBron James.
Yeah, you told me he was having an off night. You said that about a half hour ago.
I did.
Let me hear his stat line for his off night.
Off night was 37 points, 18 rebounds, 13 assists.
That's an off night?
Yeah.
We're headed for two
I have
sweeps.
Big expectations yeah. for big players.
We're headed for sweeps in both conferences and the collision course that many of us expected. Cavaliers and Warriors coming up. The hot topic this week, and no doubter all week, it's the coaching future of Fred Hoiberg. The Chicago Bulls have a coach they don't want, Tom Thibodeau, and a widely reported coach they do want, Fred Hoiberg. Meantime, Hoiberg remains coach of the Iowa State Cyclones, but even his boss says it's not a question of if Fred will go to the NBA, but when. Hoiberg can't really say anything publicly because right now there's nothing definitive he can say. What do you think of all this? 515-282-9010, Matt, our producer, is taking your live calls right now. Fred Hoiberg. Just the mention of Hoiberg's name right now will upset someone. Why bring up Fred when there's nothing new? Why? Because it's the topic of conversation. It's Iowa State's biggest star and our state's most popular coach considering a move that will gut punch the Cyclone Nation like nothing ever has. And hurt as it would, no rational ISU fan would begrudge Fred his dream, even if they held out hope that dream is Iowa State. Most ISU fans are loyal, passionate, and supportive. But it's the lunatic fringe, not necessarily pictured here, that's provided insight into what it must be like being Fred Hoiberg in Cyclone Country. The fans who think Hoiberg owes Iowa State. The fan who, at his worst, sees Hoiberg's possible departure as no better than Chizik's. These fans, while in the minority and often in the anonymous shadows, live vicariously through others. And for that reason, at times, it must be mentally exhausting being the mayor. If Hoiberg coaches the Bulls or Timberwolves, it's just a job. A demanding job. A job that comes with pressure and celebrity, but not the same job as icon, carrier of hopes and dreams. These are first world burdens, but if you don't think this decision torments Fred, that he's aware of how crestfallen many will be, then you don't know Fred. And if you think Hoiberg owes Iowa State more, you're being a bonehead. Fred Hoiberg's paid in full. Jamie Pollard knows all this. Pollard doesn't want to lose Iowa State's number one asset. But Pollard knows he can't stop Fred if Fred's ready to go. Pollard's cushioning the blow for both fans' interest and his own. Hoiberg's silence remains deafening. NBA means more games, more travel, but no recruiting. Hoiberg is a basketball nerd. He loves the X's and O's, not the recruiting grind. Whatever happens, go or stay, Fred will be okay, and so will Iowa State. I know something about life going on. John.
Keith, I know it feels like we're beating a dead horse with this Hoiberg, Bowles, Thibodeau NBA story, but let's face it, this is the story of the year in Iowa. Everywhere I've gone this past week, someone has asked if I think Fred Hoiberg is leaving. My answer? Yes, that's what I think. That doesn't mean I have any inside intel or some inside source. It's just a gut feeling that I'm sure almost everyone else has. Smoke, fire. A lot of those Iowa State fans I talk to like to bring up Tim Floyd. I talked about this last week, but this comparison needs to stop. I understand why Cyclone fans keep turning to it, almost as if they're trying to convince the Bulls they shouldn't hire Hoiberg. You guys already stole one of our coaches. He failed. Why in the heck do you want another? The difference is, that team that Floyd coached was one of the worst lineups in NBA history. A coaching staff of Popovich, Jackson, and Arbach would have lost with that lineup. Fred Hoiberg is 42 years old. I don't know how long he plans on coaching, but it won't be forever. Heck, he may call it quits when he's 50. But that's his call to make, and whether it's in Chicago, Minneapolis, Ames, or wherever, only Fred knows what's best for him.
I appreciate you making 50 sound pretty young.
Yeah, young and hip, right?
Yeah, thank you, John. Let's take some calls here. Barry will get us started, 282-9010. Barry is in Ames. That's the heart of Cyclone Country. Barry, what do you think?
Well, my opinion is he needs to do what's best for him. Now, I am in favor of him. I think he's a great guy. I'm hoping he stays. The other thing is I know so little about sports, I can't talk too intelligent about it. But I love you guys.
Well, thank you. It sounds to me like you're very
smart.
We love
that call as well.
Yeah.
And here's the thing that I think drives to Fred's popularity. He just called in, doesn't know a lot about sports, but he loves Fred Hoiberg. That's why Hoiberg appeals to the masses. You don't have to love basketball. You don't have to love sports. But you love a guy like Fred Hoiberg that's leading your school.
And John, I can tell you that Fred is well aware of how tough this is going to be for many fans. He knows that this is really hard for him.
Yeah.
And many people say he should come out and say something, but what can he say right now? If you can't say you're staying and you can't yet say you're going, what's the point of saying anything yet?
Yeah, I'd like to make an announcement that I'm leaving for the NBA. Even though I have not been offered a job and there are no NBA openings, I'm leaving for the NBA.
No NBA openings that we know of, for sure. Dodger Denny is in Fort Dodge. Dodger Denny, what do you have to say about this topic that has been all over the state and all over offices and restaurants? It's been hard to get away from it.
I hope he doesn't leave. I mean, I love the guy. He does a great job coaching. If he has to leave, I just don't want him to leave, but if that's what he wants to do, you can't stop him. If he does leave, I want him to be good, you know, do a good job wherever he's going. But I just like him to stay.
I hear you. Many people,
go Cyclones.
Many people feel the same way. I think Fred feels in many ways that if he leaves now, it's better for Iowa State, John, because that's a top five or top 10 team that a coach could take over and lead to much success.
Yeah, and it may be a more attractive job to some of the bigger name coaches where they look at it and say, look, I can come in there, take over this top five, top 10 team and keep it rolling. I'm not walking into an empty cupboard where players are all gone, George Niang gone, Jameel McKay gone, Monte Morris maybe gone. Yeah.
More of your calls coming up, but it's time for lookalikes with a local connection. The director, Holly judges, Patches hits the ding or buzzer. Number one, Charlie in Des Moines says, KXNO's Chris Williams looks like Veep actor Reed Scott. The verdict? What?
Don't like that one.
Doesn't that seem pretty good?
It's not bad. I can see where they're giving it the X. I can see where they're giving it the X, yeah.
Oh, man, you're just sucking up to Holly. Amy thinks Channel 13 news anchor Dan Winters in glasses looks like Governor Rick Perry. Verdict?
I kind of like that one.
That is Dan Winters in 20 years right there, isn't it? My goodness.
all this will come to pass. That's one of my mother's favorite sayings. I'll tell you why it's of absolutely no use to many of our viewers right now. It's What's Bugging Andy next.
You can like us on Facebook if you'd like. Sound Off Nation, John writes, Hoiberg should announce he's coming back for one more year, then leave for the NBA. They could hire an assistant to replace him the following year. It's obvious he wants to coach in the NBA, but damn, wait one more year.
Sherry says, kudos to Jamie Pollard for handling a tough situation with dignity and grace. It will be a sad day if and when Fred leaves us. Whenever that happens, I think we need to fully support him in realizing his dream job.
It's not easy not knowing what's next, but Andy Fales impatiently calls for patience.
It's What's Bugging Andy.
Hey guys, for Cyclone fans, this is a tough time. I mean, no one likes a long limbo, right? There's something that you're fixated on, but it's only going to be resolved in its own time, and you can't do squat about it besides just sit there stewing like a pot roast. Now, your mother would tell you to just put it out of your mind, dear. Now, that's good advice for a perfect world. How can any Cyclone fan put Fred Hoiberg out of his mind? I mean, that's like asking a four-year-old girl to put Frozen out of her mind. It's on their t-shirts, their walls, their bed sheets. It doesn't ever come and go. He is always there. But they have to at least attempt it, right? I mean, otherwise, a perfectly good holiday weekend is ruined. Don't think about Fred Hoiberg, okay? Think about baseball, right? No ties to Iowa State there. Unless you think about the I-Cubs, who are affiliated with the Chicago Cubs, who are chasing the Cardinals in what should be a pretty good division race. But you see, the Cardinals bring to mind cardinal and gold, which brings you back to Iowa State and Fred Hoiberg. Rats! Think about food. Right? I mean, it's Memorial Day weekend. That means barbecue, maybe some ribs and brisket, like the stuff your buddy Steve makes. But he makes those at tailgate parties outside of Jack Trice Stadium. All right, forget about food. Think instead about the chores that you've got to do around the house and yard. Got to mow the lawn. You got to clean out the gutters. I mean, they're full of those stinking maple tree seeds. And you need to borrow the ladder. Who's got one of those? Jeff does. Ask him. But Jeff is a Hawkeye fan who will definitely ask about Fred Hoiberg. Forget the gutters. Just get in the car and drive somewhere, all right? Leave it all behind. Don't look at the license plates. You might see one of these. Don't turn on the radio. You might hear some sports talk. Just zone out and let the traffic around you blur out your thoughts. What was that? It's a car horn, but where have I heard that sound before? It sounds kind of like that. You see, it's not possible to ignore. This particular elephant is not only sitting in the middle of the room, he's got his feet on the coffee table and he's hogging the remote control. At some point, this will come to pass. Until then, it's gonna bug you, and avoiding it only makes it worse. I'm Andy Fales, and that's what's bugging me.
Did Andy just say the Cyclone fight song sounds like a car horn?
I think that's what he said.
Beeping,
yeah.
In traffic?
Yeah.
Top NBA jobs. Who's in your five? It's next on Sound Off Live. Follow the conversation on Twitter, bottom of your screen, or previously received tweets here at Sound Off 13. Jenny says, we all want at ISU Mayor 32 to stay at ISU. Only he can decide if it's the right time. We've got great players. They'll survive.
B. McCool tweets, if Fred Hoiberg loves ISU so much, he wouldn't keep this NBA story going. Go or stay, he is hurting the program at this point.
Peg tweets, home is where the heart is or where Fred is. Cyclone fan for life, but my heart will follow Fred and make room for a new team. Who's in your five? Five top NBA jobs according to Mr. Basketball, John Sears.
Number five, I'm going with the Bulls. Talent is there to win. You got an iconic brand and a team. Number four, Minnesota Timberwolves. They weren't great last year, but they have the number one pick. They're young, low expectations, lots of talent. Number three, Cleveland Cavaliers. Not because of Cleveland, but any team with LeBron James is a good team.
Saw that again tonight during his off-night triple-double.
Man, number two, Los Angeles Lakers. I know they're bad, but they're the biggest brand. They're always considered the best destination in the NBA for players, and they have the number two pick. Number one, got to go with my boys from Golden State, the Warriors. The Splash Brothers are the best backcourt in the NBA. They are young, and they have the current NBA MVP.
Steph Curry is just a joy to watch.
So much fun.
Partly because he looks like a guy you might see in a pickup game at the Y, but no other guy on the planet shoots like that.
And that's the cool thing about him is the shots that he makes are like the crazy trick shots that you try to make at the YMCA.
With nobody guarding
except
you.
Except he's got a 6'6 guy with a hand in his face and he's drilling them from 40 feet.
It's incredible. I noticed the Knicks weren't on that list, John.
Yeah.
Let's get back to it here. Cheryl is in Clarion. Cheryl, what do you think?
Well, I think for some reason, the reason why he's not saying anything right now is because he's recovering from surgery and he's mulling it over in his mind what could happen, you know. And I really think he should stay with Ames because he makes basketball fun. And I think, you know, if he got into coaching the big boys, the big men, I think they're to the point where they make so darn much money that, you know, if they give him a bad time, that's more stress and all that. So we need to keep him there in Ames, and I hope he'll seriously consider staying because he's really made basketball fun this year.
Well, thank you, Cheryl. He hasn't closed the door on anything. We actually haven't heard from him at all about this. He is recovering from open-heart surgery, but that's not why he's not saying anything. He's not saying anything because he's not sure what he's doing yet. And until that happens, until there is either a done deal or a decision to definitely come back to Iowa State, which is getting tougher by the day.
Yeah,
well, it's, you know, he's got to think, too. His family's here in Ames and everything, so that's why we need him here.
Oh, yeah.
We want him here.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine.
He's ours. We want him, but he also
more loved.
I mean, if he gets an NBA job, I mean, we can still say, hey, that's our boy, too, up there coaching.
Yeah, Fred Hoiberg has done it right since he was a ball boy for Iowa State in high school. He did it right as a player, 10 years in the NBA. He's never made a misstep. Every Cyclone fan will be sad to see him go if he goes. And then they will wish him well, with the exception of the lunatic fringe. Woody and Grimes. Hi, Woody.
Hey. I really appreciate listening to you guys. You guys are the most intellectual two individuals I've ever met. My question to you is, who are we going to pick up if we lose Fred Hoiberg? And what's your opinion on that? And I would think that the Iowa State people would put a little bit more money in his left-hand pocket to keep him there. That's what I'm asking. I mean, I'm going to hang up and listen to what you guys have to say.
Well, thank you, and thanks for the nice comments,
Woody.
I
really appreciate it.
Yep, we appreciate the nice comments. I definitely don't think this is about money. If it were about money, there is no doubt that Cyclone fans, boosters, Jamie Pollard would find a way to come up with more
money. They would start a GoFundMe account.
Yes.
To get one.
It's premature to talk about replacements, but certainly T.J. Otzelberger, if Fred Hoiberg were to leave,
the assistant that came back,
would be a candidate. And then you would have many other people out there that Jamie Pollard already has a short list going. He's going to be ready for this if it happens. We will find out who those candidates are. Some of them are logical. And just like no one had heard of Larry Eustace and no one had heard of Tim Floyd, those guys had much success. People had heard of Greg McDermott. That didn't work out very well. It's a big hire whenever you have to replace somebody. So far, it's not something that has to be done yet.
And let's be honest, there's going to be a lot of people calling Jamie Pollard about this job if Fred decides to leave, because
Tim Floyd could be one of those people. You never know.
If Fred leaves, you mentioned the talent coming back. They have a shot at a Sweet 16, Final Four, and a national championship next year. If you're a coach, you want on that bandwagon. Be part of the Big 12 and try to win the big one.
Iowa's C.J. Beathard and his golden locks make an appearance when John and I face off next. Sound Off is live.
Time for Face Off, Holiday Edition. This one does not come with our usual money-back guarantee. Murph, C.J. Beathard cut the golden locks. Will this be like Samson from the Bible?
No. Beathard cut his hair and donated it to Wigs for Kids. Surely God approves.
No more sunshine. Nebraska will pay Bo Pelini $128,000 a month until February of 2019 to not coach. Pelini may be smarter than he's gotten credit.
The buyouts are obscene wastes of money, but it's not Bo's fault. Plus, he can afford to buy another cat.
A lot of cat food, too.
Right.
Ronda Rousey says she'd only fight Floyd Mayweather if they were dating.
You have to let that one sink in. It's a great line, and I'd love to see Rousey put Mayweather in an arm bar. He's earned the pain.
Everyone would love to see that. Iowa's Landon Castle drove 600 miles in the Coca-Cola 600, then jumped out of his car, ran to the NASCAR Hall of Fame. It's 14 miles from Charlotte Motor Speedway. What did we learn about Castle?
That he's nuts. No, he's stressing what's possible if you stay in shape. That's a positive message, one I'm contemplating while sitting in this chair.
This chair is comfortable.
Yes.
David Letterman hosted his final show this week. What did you think?
I was surprised how hard it hit me. I haven't watched much Letterman lately until the past couple weeks. And I was reminded why he's so revered by other comedians and hosts. Letterman changed the game.
Yeah.
Leno had higher ratings, but that mostly served as a reminder that being number one doesn't necessarily mean you're the best.
Completely agree.
Yeah, over under. NBA playoffs, John.
Overrated, most overrated player left in the playoffs, Dwight Howard. He's good, but 10 seasons in the NBA, one finals appearance. Not one of the great centers of all time, in my opinion. Most underrated player still left in the playoffs, Draymond Green, Golden State. Energy does all the dirty work. Numbers almost the same as Howard, a guy you want on your team.
60-second sound off. We'll get a quick thought and move to the next caller. We'll start with Sean in Urbandale. Sean, what do you think of the Cubs?
Sean?
All right, Sean, we try. Jack in Ames, thought on Fred Hoiberg.
Jack?
I think that Fred is waiting for his second oldest son to graduate high school from Gilbert to make the decision.
Second oldest son. So he's got his oldest.
Second oldest kid. I'm sorry, not son.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Second oldest kid. Okay.
Gotcha. Because his daughter graduated this past weekend. Hey, anything's possible. Most of us are speculating.
Yeah.
Ed is in Des Moines. Hi, Ed. Ed? All right, Ed, we're going to have to cut you off there. One thing I have learned from this show tonight, from hosting the Murph and Andy show all week on the radio, from the emails and tweets that you've seen, John, mm-hmm. is that there is this is not just a job for Fred here. I mean, people are emotionally wrapped up in this.
We've heard people say they will cry and shed tears if Fred Hoiberg leaves. That's a lot of pressure on someone's shoulders.
Sure. Yeah. He might want a job where he mostly just coaches basketball.
Would you shed a lot of tears if I jumped up?
Yes. Yeah, I'd miss
sobbing probably, right?
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. We're back next week. We hope you are too. Enjoy Memorial Day. Please remember those who died serving our country.
We leave you with the Sound Off Send Off. Matt Van Winkle shows us sights and sounds from the state track meet.